SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Give them a seat. Will the real kind Katies, Amys and Jamies please stand up? Don't get us wrong, we're all for giving the sticks a rest, but she's packing a whole human being in there, which according to her pregnancy app, has grown from the size of a mango to a watermelon overnight. So go on, get your peach up off the bus seat for our Prego peeps. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.
In this bulletin, the man charged over an alleged shooting at Canberra Airport faces court. Victoria launches a vaccine production facility to protect Australians from future health emergencies. And in tennis, players call out poor fan behaviour after a video surfaced on social media from Montreal. Good afternoon, Tina Quinn with SBS News. The perpetrator of a shooting at Canberra Airport charged with three firearm offences has faced court today via video link. 63-year-old Ali Richard Amoon did not apply for bail and will now remain in custody until the case recommences on September 5th. He's been charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, as well as discharging a firearm near a person causing alarm and discharging a firearm at a building. Police allege the New South Wales man also fired a number of shots into a window on Sunday afternoon before being apprehended by federal police. A vaccine production facility is being developed at Monash University in Victoria to manufacture up to 100 million mRNA doses each year. The joint state and federal government deal is part of vaccine preparation to support Australia through any future public health crises. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the pandemic has proven Australia must maintain its resilience, its self-reliance, and ramp up local production.
Australia has become, I think, particularly vulnerable. We've become complacent for a long period of time that it was okay for us to just meander along. It's not.
A veteran New South Wales Labor frontbencher has stood down from his position amid allegations of bullying in Parliament. Walt Secord says he has weighed up the findings of a review into harassment at Parliament and asked Labor leader Chris Minns to let him stand aside. In a statement, he says he's spent more than 30 years with the Labor Party and he is stepping away from his opposition ministry duties. Chris Minns says that colleagues have expressed concerns about Mr. Secord and an investigation will now take place.
There has been complaints about Mr. Secord's behaviour over the weekend and those complaints have been made to me. I've had contact with and discussions with those people. In each case and every case, those people have asked that it remain anonymous and the circumstances relating to it remain confidential.
To the United States, and New York's governor is calling for an end to violence in the wake of the stabbing attack against acclaimed author Salman Rushdie. The 75-year-old was set to deliver a lecture on Friday when a 24-year-old rushed on the stage, leaving him with serious injuries. Governor Kathy Hochul says a man with a knife cannot silence this writer who had spent over a decade of his life in hiding.
That inspires me to go out there and know I will use every tool at my disposal, including my voice, to call out this radicalization that's going on, to call out anyone who perpetrates violence, whether they're a high-profile individual or someone in the streets of Buffalo or Rochester.
The family of Mr. Rushdie says that his health is improving and he's on the road to recovery. Staying overseas now, and artillery shelling has once again hit a Ukrainian city near the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The opposing sides in the conflict are blaming each other for the shelling on Sunday that has claimed one life. Russian troops have been based at Europe's largest nuclear power plant since March. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Russian citizens to speak up and support Ukraine to end the fighting.
The stronger Ukraine will be, the weaker Russia will be, and therefore the less time this war will last. And everyone in Ukraine, everyone in the free world must do everything in their power and everything possible so that Russia and those who support the war pay an even greater price for Russian state terror.
Returning home now, and the federal government is reporting a high demand from applicants to come to Australia from Afghanistan a year after the fall of Kabul when the Taliban took over. The cap for humanitarian places is 31,500, but around 200,000 people are seeking to rebuild their lives in Australia once they escape the Taliban's control in Afghanistan. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles says this is a real priority, telling SBS News that the federal government is working through the overwhelming number of applications.
We evacuated around 6,000 people at about this time last year, and we are working our way through this process, which has a number of stages. I think this year about 1,100, this financial year, around 1,100 visas have been issued.
To sport, and Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has shared a video on social media of tennis fans booing Russia's Daniil Medvedev with a message about the disgusting behaviour on display. The video shows the number one questioning a member of a crowd he's walking past when someone shouts loser, with some demanding an apology for the player. Kyrgios asked fans to show some respect to the 26-year-old Medvedev, who he called the best in the sport. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more at 4.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Put it back in the bay. You've seen it 1,000 times. Calf muscles quivering like a polar bear fresh out of the waxing salon as they heave 38 stacked trolleys up a broken escalator. It ain't easy being a trolley boy. And you're thinking of leaving your trolley next to your car? Go on, walk the extra 12 metres to the bay. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag #OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.